All right. That was Penny and Sparrow with Bread and Bleeding by Struggle Pretty. Probably an album you never heard of. And we started off with Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes. And then Land of the Bloody Unknown by Middle East. And Don't Wait for Me, Josh Garrels. All right. Time now is 9:19. This is Pledge Drive Week. And I'm going to, you know, there's a couple of things here for me to read to kind of spark this thing along. But I just wrote to my Facebook page, Likers, something that I think kind of says it all. I wrote, it's Pledge Drive Week. Yay. An opportunity to help keep this show and many other unique shows on the air. We built this station for people like you that don't want to be stuck in the mainstream and desire truth in news, science, health, music, and art. Call 530-337-1885 to help out, or we could lose something very precious. And this is a precious thing. We worked really hard to put this station together so we wouldn't have to be stuck in the mainstream. I try to play music on my show that is you're not going to be able to get anywhere else, that's new, by artists that are not necessarily, that haven't played the game to get into the pop areas of music and just want to be heard. And there's so much incredible music out there that I'm finding and I'm able to bring to you that you would never be able to hear on regular radio because they're not paying the price, you know. They're not getting funding and production, the kind of things that people need to make it to pop radio. But there's just so much good music out there. And we have shows that are unique in themselves as well. Science shows, news that's truthful, health shows about your body and, you know, taking care of yourself without, you know, pop culture type of medical babble, you know, and music, art, all of those things. It's just, it's all here for you, away from the mainstream, and where you can hear some truth about things. This station is very important to all of us that helped build it and to the people that listen and have helped you know, to build the station and kicked in money and underwriting and all those things just to keep it alive. You know, it's always a balancing act trying to keep a good radio station like this going, you know, because we're not selling out to commercial advertising and all that kind of stuff. And bringing you things that are unique and just for you. So, okay, off my soapbox, call 530-337-1885. Please help us out. If you like this show, let's just keep it going, okay? I know there's a lot of people out there that do and write me and tell me that they like what I'm playing. And I think what I'm going to do is if you have anything in particular that you'd like me to play and you want to make a pledge, you could dedicate it to someone just like they did in the old days and give me a call. And David will be answering the phone right now. He'll get down your request and I'll see if I can get it on the air for you. Okay. Some of these things I'm going to have to hunt for, you know, it'll take a little while to get it on, but I'll put your name on it or whoever you want to dedicate it to. And let's see if we can raise some money. All right. So, keep it coming and keep listening. Thank you so much. Thank you.
me down so low. The more I search, the less I find. The more I look, the more I'm blind. Like a melody so young, hanging on the tip of my tongue. If I wait long enough now, will you come to me? Will you come to me? So far away, but right beside me. Will you come to me? Will you follow me home? When we first met, we were so young. We played out past the setting sun in a world of make-believe. Wooden forts and magic beans, silly thoughts and silly dreams. How we said we'd never change, but somehow life got in the way. Way back then, even now, I still love you, don't know how. Got magic in your eyes, and underneath our conversation, in our thoughts, our contemplations, there's a feeling left unsung, hanging on the tip of the tongue. If I wait long enough now, will you come to me? Will you come to me? So far away, right beside me. Will you come to me? Will you come to me? If
this wine. We'll pull the anchor and politely push on. Out in the empty ocean, right? We took small bites at first, then we ate it all. As the room filled up, we'll try to fit more. Our bones may break, but we'll know that we give it all.
All right, that was Judah and the Lion with, that was wrong. That was Stay with Justin Rock, an album called Varna. Before that, I played Tip of the Tongue, the Donis Trio, album called All Directions, and then We Will Be Changed by Saren. This Is Where We Are is the name of the album. All right, time is 9:35, Pledge Drive. Let's do this. Come on. I am playing almost all brand new stuff here that I've never played before. And then maybe, at the end of the show, we'll play some old lost stuff too. But if you want to have me play you something, that doesn't sound right. If you want me to play something for you or for somebody else, you want to dedicate a song, something that we've all forgotten about, or something dear to your heart, and you want to make a pledge, let's do it. Let's get something for your money. Go ahead and call us at 530-337-1885, and we'll be standing by waiting for your call. Tell them a song you want me to find, and if I don't have it already, I'll hunt her down, and I'll play it for you. And you can dedicate it to somebody, just like the old days. I'd like to dedicate this song to Bobby. Anyhow, do that, and we can see if we can drum up some more dough here for the show. All right? Thank you so much for all the donations that you've made in the past and that you will make. And underwriters, step up. This is your chance to get some great advertising by having your name mentioned many times over the air during the month or whatever weeks that you want to underwrite for. And I'll be somebody standing by to answer questions about that as well. I think Dave can do it. Don't forget, 530-337-1885. Give us a call. Let's keep beautiful things like this on the air, because you're not going to get it anywhere else.
I've been walking down this road. On my own, on my own, I've been searching,
searching
to find my way. To find the path you've been traveling on, like the trees wait for the rain.
room now.
Okay, that was Boy and Bear with Feeding Line. And before that, we did Rabbit by Lillian Madeline from an album called Fumes. And before that, we did Pilot Me, Josh Garrels, Love and War in the South. And let's see what else. I think I went back as far as Our Love by Judah and the Lions, Sweet Tennessee. All right, time now is 9:53. We're getting up near the top of the hour, and I'm going to be playing you a spooky story at 10 o'clock. And I've actually been getting some calls for songs that people want me to play. Downloading's going kind of slow, so what I'm going to do is, at the second half of the show, I'm going to pile them up and give you the names of the people that want them or who they wanted me to dedicate that song to, and we'll play them out. A lot of good music. And hey, Rick Walker, he's a very loyal listener. He listens to me every week, lets me know he's listening, and he likes the kind of music I play, and he's come up with one that I'll tell you about in a little while, that he made a pledge and asked me to play this song, and I'm happy to do it. Not going to do it right now, though. I'm going to do it on the second half. Oh, you hear that? That means the song is downloaded. So, actually, let me see. Maybe I can play it right now. Hold on a minute. Okay, I do have it. So, Before I play it, I want to remind you that you're listening to KKRN Bella Vista in Round Mountain at 88.5. And this is Lost and Found. I'm Don Fennell. This is Pledge Drive Week. And, of course, you know that there is no other station like this station anywhere to be found. And we play stuff that nobody else plays. And that's on my show, that's what I try to do, is I try to play things you've either never heard of or never gets played anywhere else. And is new and different and not part of the mainstream. You know, I might find a piece of music that's that I really like and I play for you, and then 6 months down the road, it's like number one, top 10, and it's been played to death, so I'll just never play it again. I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to play anything you can get anywhere else. We play music that's brand new, unheard of, world, any kind of genre. I just try and keep it in a nice little kind of a variety show for you, you know, keep it in the right mood. Anyhow, you're not going to get anything like that anywhere else. And the only way that we can keep surviving is if we keep getting donations, pledges, to be exact. And you can call this number, 530-337-1885. That's normally my studio phone, but Rick will be answering, and he'll be taking your request. If you got any requests that you would like me to play, you want to play something for somebody else, have me dedicate a song to someone, or just something that you've been dying to hear or popped in your head from the past, I'll look it up and I'll get it played for you. Just make a pledge. Dave will be happy to take your money. So go ahead and give us a call. Once again, 530-337-1885, and we'll see if we can get that song on for you. Hey, and you don't need to ask for a song. Just help keep this station going, keep this radio show and many others that are very unique on the air, and different and truthful and lovely and fun, and there's something for everybody. Okay, once again, 530-337-1885 to make your pledge. Okay, I'm going to play that song for Rick Walker. It's called Copperhead.
Headed down on
Wow, what a great offering. Hey, thanks, Rick. That was Rick Walker's pledge and song request. And I tell you, that is one hell of a good song. And I challenge anybody out there to try and come up with something as good. You just, anything you want to hear, though. Anything you want to hear. You guys are going to be my DJs for the rest of the show. And give us a call here at 530-337-1885 to make your pledge. That's to keep shows like this going and play the music that you want to hear, hopefully. And today we're going to do just that. You give me a call here at the show, 530-337-1885. Make a pledge. There is no minimum. I don't care how much it is. Just, you know, anything we can get, we're going to take it. You know, we're not going to turn our heads at anything. We can use it all. And come up with a song that you want to hear that you haven't heard in a long time, that you've forgotten about, or a new discovery. And you can, I'll put your name on it, or you can dedicate it to someone else, whatever you want to do. So call here, 530-337-1885. Dave is standing by. He's going to take your pledge, and we're going to keep a beautiful thing like this going. Okay? So I said at the top of the hour I would play you a spooky story. I think I will do that. So I'm going to find that. And this is a story by Katie Towle. Let's see if I still have it up here. yeah. And it's called The Mockingbird Song. I'm going to get that set up for you. In the meantime, I have something that's really cool. This, you know, I play the Pickin' On series every once in a while where they'll do a song from, like, you know, a pop song or something from the 80s or even heavy metal, you know, stuff. They will play music in a bluegrass version or acoustic version. It's really kind of unique. And this one I got is called Walk This Way by Aerosmith, and let's see how you like it, and then I'll get that story ready for you.
Backstroke lover always hiding in the cup till he talked to your daddy to say. He said you ain't seen nothing till you're down on a muffin and you sure be changing your way. Met a cheerleader, was a real young leader of the times I could remiss. Cause the best thing to love with a sister and a cousin only started with a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging on your boys in your school and your feet flying up in the air. Singing hey diddle diddle, put your kitty in the middle of the swing like you didn't care. So we took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling cause she knew what she was doing and I know love was here to stay. When she told me to walk this way, 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 just give me a kiss. Sweetie with a classy kind of sassy little skirt climbing up the knee. There were three young ladies in a school gym locker when I noticed they were looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady till the boys told me something I missed. Then the next door neighbor with a daughter had a favor, so I gave her just a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the boys in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Singing hey diddle diddle, put your kitty in the middle and swing like you didn't care. So they took a big chance at the high school dance with a Missy who was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling, cause she knew what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way. When she told me to walk this way, talk this way, walk 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 this way, talk this way.
Pretty good. That was Walk This Way, normally an Aerosmith song by the Picking On series. It's a bluegrass tribute to Aerosmith. All right, time is 10:08. I wanted to get this spooky story out for you because I played it last year around Halloween and a lot of people asked me to play it again. So I've been waiting for just such an opportunity. It's about 8 minutes long. And I hope you enjoy it. So this gave you a chance to huddle up near the radio and get all spooked out and ready to go. Okay? So let's play this. It's called The Mockingbird Song. And it's by Katie Towle. And it's a pretty cool story.
Small Kansas town, there was a girl by the name of Shawnee Jenkins. Shawnee was 8, and like most 8-year-olds, went to school, hated homework, and loved nothing more than a root beer float from the corner store. With 2 eyes, 2 arms, and 2 legs, she got tangled in her jump rope all the time. She looked like most 8-year-olds, too. In fact, nothing about Shawnee stood out at all, except that she lived on a haunted farm. Oh, the Jenkins farm wasn't really haunted. But it was certainly the kind of place your mother told you not to play around. Something about it just wasn't right. Of course, there was no electricity, no running water, no sign of life whatsoever, but plenty of cobwebs. And all around it for acres lay the dried-up remains of a long-dead wheat field. There were rumors of screaming coming from the property at night, but most folks just laughed those off as tall tales told by little kids. Shawnee didn't have any friends, but that was fine by her. She had her parents to look after. What happened to them happened so long ago that she barely remembered what it was exactly. She just remembered Mama waking her up one night and carrying her down to the cellar where she left her and told her to keep quiet. She remembered that Mama sounded scared, and it scared her too. Then there were those awful sounds going on up above, Mama and Daddy yelling, and some things that were most certainly not Mama and Daddy. She didn't remember much else, really, just that everything was different after that. Mama stopped getting up in the morning to make eggs and biscuits. Daddy didn't go out to check on the crops. They slept all day and only got up at night. Often they disappeared for hours at a time and came back just before dawn, their mouths all stained red and dripping. They said they were hungry was all and that she'd understand one day. But little by little they talked less and less. Their teeth got long and sharp, their eyes big and black. And it was when Mama stopped singing her to sleep at night that Shawnee knew they weren't ever going to get better. That was years ago. Now they didn't talk at all. They just hissed like angry possums and kept to the shadows. It was like they weren't even people anymore. Just animals in Mama and Daddy's skin. But they were still her parents, even if they smelled like rotten meat. So Shawnee went about her days as normally as an 8-year-old can. She went to school, did her homework, brought home her progress reports all decorated with foil stars and smiley faces, even though Daddy didn't seem to understand what they were anymore. Shawnee earned a little money from her paper route, and when she had a little left over after the groceries, she'd treat herself to a root beer float. Mr. Johnson would tell her to say hey to her folks for him, and she would, even though they just blinked at her and crawled up the walls. There were days it was harder to pretend, though. It just hurt. When Shawnee saw the other children with their parents in the park or at school, it hurt so much she thought her heart would stop. It was those times she'd lie down on the cold concrete slab over Mama's sleeping hole and imagine Mama was holding her and singing her favorite song, the one about the mockingbird. And she'd feel better. Then she'd get back up, clean up the blood her parents left behind the night before, and hope she'd fall asleep before they went out for their dinner. It wasn't fair that she had to live this way, but nobody said this was a fair story. Some boys from the next town over had heard about the haunted Jenkins farm. And after they got all liquored up and wild, they rode over on their bikes that roared like mountain lions, and they made up their minds to torch the place. After they tore it up, that is. They had to show each other and their girlfriends they weren't scared of nothing. Shawnee, having heard them pull up, ran to the cellar and hid, heart pounding wildly as the boys kicked over furniture and punched holes in the walls above her. "This place ain't haunted," one complained. "It's just a bunch of old junk." "Well, what about the cellar, Jimmy?" said another. "We ain't checked down there yet." Shawnee's heart pounded even harder, but not for her own sake, for her parents, who were still asleep under their slabs just beneath her feet. They wouldn't be up for a little while yet. Until midnight, they were as still and helpless as baby rats. She quickly looked around in the shadows for a weapon until their eyes made out the shape of Daddy's pickaxe. The boys were on the cellar stairs now. Shawnee grabbed the pickaxe and told herself she was brave, the bravest 8-year-old ever. Nobody was going to hurt Mama and Daddy as long as she was there. And now the intruders were there. "Well, look what we have here," said one of the boys. "Get out of my house," Shawnee hissed. "Or what?" said the one called Jimmy. "You gonna swing your pickaxe around and break my little toe?" They all howled with laughter, but Shawnee grabbed the pickaxe tighter. "Get out of my house or you're dead," she threatened, but they didn't want to listen. So she swung that pick around with all her might. It was much too heavy, but she managed to graze one of the boys enough to knock out a tooth. He screamed in pain and cursed up a storm, but before she could hit him again, he ran forward and grabbed her, lifted her up over his head, and threw her hard against the wall. She was still seeing stars when he came after her again. "Stop it, Jimmy, just stop it," one of the girlfriends cried. "Yeah, Jimmy, come on," said a boy. "She's just a kid. Now let's beat it before we get caught." This time the one called Jimmy listened. He spat a broken tooth to the ground and swore under his breath and walked off with the others, leaving Shawnee in a crumpled heap. But they never had a chance. There was a snarling sound from beneath the dirt floor, and as suddenly as if dynamite had exploded, the concrete slabs shattered. The intruders tried to run, but the creatures that came up from the depths were faster. They sprung to the ceiling and dropped down on the boys and their girlfriends, tearing them to pieces with their claws and their big pointy teeth. By the time it was over, there was blood and bone and skin flung all over the place. As Shawnee struggled to breathe through the pain in her lungs, all she could think was, how am I going to clean all this up before school tomorrow? But now it was getting hard to see. The edges of things were black and fuzzy. The pain was going away, but she couldn't feel her fingers anymore. She tasted blood in her mouth. Mama and Daddy crept over to her and stood there watching for a while. They stayed like that for hours, not saying a word, not making a move. They didn't even touch the bodies they'd ripped apart so savagely. Shawnee guessed they just weren't hungry this time, but she didn't mind. Everything was getting blurry now, and it was nice just to feel them with her. Somewhere in her head, she heard Mama singing the Mockingbird song. Shawnee smiled weakly and let the calm wash over her. She thought maybe Mama kissed her goodnight, but she couldn't be sure. Eventually, her parents left her side. It was morning now, and Shawnee was afraid for a moment. But something inside her told her it was going to be all right. She faintly saw Mama and Daddy's dark shapes disappear as they ascended the cellar stairs and walked out of the house into the daylight. That was the last thing Shawnee Jenkins saw. The last thing she knew.
Just
All right. So, I hope you enjoyed my little spooky story. That was my Halloween offering. And let's see, what did I play after that? That was You Don't Scare Me, but I'm looking up the name of the artist. Anyhow, you're listening to Lost and Found. I'm Don Fennell, and you're listening to us at KKRN Bella Vista in Round Mountain at 88.5. And we are having a pledge drive. And so in this pledge drive, we are going to try to keep a wonderful, wonderful radio station on the air that is built just for you. And by giving us a call at 530-337-1885, you could be a part of the people that have helped build this station, or continue to be a part of those people by doing an ongoing pledge. And save the show. Save them all. Save the ones that you love. And we have something for everybody. Just go to our program guide, and you'll find your little niche there. And be there on time to listen to your favorite shows. And you can only do this by getting your support. The number here one more time is 530-337-1885. So I got another request, and that's what I'm doing right now. If you got a song that you'd like me to play, fine for you. That you haven't heard in a long time and you want to put your name on it or dedicate it to someone else, give us a call here. And David will take your name down, take your pledge. There is no minimum, anything you want to offer. And I'll play that music for you. And say whatever you want me to say along with it, okay? Don't forget, number here is 530-337-1885. And thank you for continuing to listen. I'm going to play one or two other things before I get Willie's song ready. And we've already had a couple of requests, and I'm going to try and get them all in there before the show's over. Okay? Thank you so much.
Come and break this heart of stone. Breathe new life into these bones. Call me lovely, call me true. You make me lovely just like you. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Love will come.
All right, that was Hold On by the Gospel Whiskey Choir. So I got one. I got another request. This one's from Willie. And Willie is our guy that does the show just before me, being fit. And so this is by Conway Twitty. And I'm going to try and kind of stay in the mood with a little bit of country stuff. And Willie, thank you so much for your generous donation and also for donating to what's happening with the rest of my show, which is you guys are doing the DJing. You're going to let me know what you want to hear. Call up, make a pledge, and I'll play it for you and put your name on it or dedicate it to anyone you want. And if you don't want to do that, hey, just call up anyway. We're accepting pledges today. And all through the week, this is our pledge drive to keep this wonderful radio station on the air. The number to call is 530-337-1885. And I would love to hear from you because we want to keep this kind of thing going, don't we? I also want to apologize for the boost in volume that I didn't pay attention to when I was looking up Willie's song here. So if it got real loud, sorry about that. I've got things under control now. So anyway, remember, 530-337-1885. Give us a call. Give us your pledge and let me know what you want me to play for you. All right. This is all your show. Let's do this one for Willie.
Well, me and my girl went out the other night. Down Lover's Lane we were walking. She said, "Ah, honey child, do you love me?" Right away I started talking as a bluebird blew. As a cat got a tail. If a bluebird blew, then honey, I love you. Hey boy, do you love me? I said I wouldn't be at all surprised. Is a bluebird blue? Can a big wheel roll? If a bluebird blue, then honey, I love you.
Get back. back to Dallas in time for Bueller's End. I'm on the work a week, I'll make $100, and hit the road again. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave me out here on my own, 'cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone. Bigger fool I can't remember when I've been, just to open up my heart and let you walk right in. But there's one thing in life that ain't hard for me to do, that's as soon as I kiss the lips of another woman, I'm gonna forget all about you. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave me out here on my own, 'cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone. Thank you.
Jam my bones on that saddle, slap that pony low, let it ride, let it ride, let it ride like the wind, all the way to New Orleans. Well, I'm gonna lie, mama, well, I'm gonna lie, this pretty flowers in California, got no regrets making it my home, but there's some dirt there out on the bayou. Waiting for my bones, so tie my bones on that saddle, slap that pony low, let it ride, let it ride, let it ride like the wind, all the way to New Orleans. I'm gonna lie, mama, well, I'm gonna lie. Goodbye, lady, goodbye, my baby, y'all the one thing I'm gonna miss. And when that fog rolls into California, give my love, mama, baby, give my kiss. When they tie my bones on that saddle, slap that pony low, let it ride, let it ride, let it ride like the wind, all the way to New Orleans. I'm gonna lie, mama, well, I'm gonna lie. All you boys out in the circle, laying it down and doing it right. Well, won't you pull off that bottle, brother, and play all night, boys? Won't you play all night? When they tie my bones on that saddle, slap that pony low, let it ride, let it ride, let it ride like the wind, all the way to New Orleans.
All right, that was Willie T. Taylor with Bones, and before that, Marshall Tucker with This Old Cowboy. Started off with Willie's request, Bluebird Blues. And he called and made that request, and I was happy to play it for him. And you can do the same. Give me a call here at 530-337-1885. Make a pledge, nothing too small. And, I mean, I'm not saying you can pledge anything. There is no minimum. And if you got a song you want me to play for you, give us a call. I'll do it. My show's only going to be on for another 20 minutes, so let's get to it. And don't forget, that's what we're doing this week. It's Pledge Drive, and we're trying to raise money to keep our wonderful, incredible station going that has so many things to offer everybody. It's all for you. You helped build it. You helped keep it going. So call us at 530-337-1885. Make your pledge. If you want to do a music request, go for it. I'll find it. And you can put your name on it or dedicate it to someone else. And I'll be happy to play it for you. That's 530-337-1885. You don't need to make a music request. You can just call and pledge to, like I said, keep KKRN going. All right. This next one's a request from David. And it's called Stuff They Call Money. And I'm going to switch venues here and go to CD. All right.
right here. Man, don't you understand? 'Cause you must have the stuff they call money. Yeah, you must have waiting down in your pocket. Yeah, you must have the stuff they call money, or you can't ride it here. Now I asked the girl, let's go have some fun, and this is what she said. Must have the stuff they call money. Yeah, you must have weight down in your pocket. Yeah, you must have the stuff they call money, or you can't ride in here.
That was Request by David, and that was by the album was by Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin. You must have money, or the stuff they call money. Thank you, David, for that one. It's a good one. And I got one that I'm going to play for you. Let's see here. Well, this one, let's see. You're going to know this one.
Yeah, Terry Rowe. day.
What?
Before she went away.
Uh-huh.
If I'd be a good boy, she'd buy me a toy. And I'm my mama's baby boy. And it ain't no use for you kids to keep on hanging around.
Don't be hanging around.
I love you and I hate to turn you down. Now this jelly roll is sweet and it's mighty hard to beat. Well, I know you want it, but you ain't gonna get it, cause I ain't gonna get it.
That was Willie Nelson with Jelly Roll. Or yeah, it was actually Willie Nelson with Asleep at the Wheel doing Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll. And before that, I played a request by David. It was called Stuff Called Money. And that's what I've been doing today. I've been taking some requests along with your pledges. And you don't need to make requests to make a pledge. We could sure use it. And we're just trying to keep this radio station going so we can play the kind of music that you like. And everybody's got a place on our programming that you can find something that suits your needs. And we got excellent news and science shows and music shows from all over, specialties, world music, everything. Anything anybody could want. And it's all right here at KKRN 88.5. It's community radio. It's supported by you, the community. And with your donations and your underwriting and all that, we keep her going. We keep off the mainstream, and we have special shows just for you. So call 530-337-1885. That's 530-337-1885 to make your pledge to keep this beautiful thing going for a long, long time. We all put our hearts into it, and I know that you will, too. So, I'm going to continue on. I haven't got a whole lot of time left for our show, Lost and Found, but I will be here for a couple more hours, taking your pledges and making my pitch. All right? That's 530-337-1885 to give your pledge and keep this great show going. I know a lot of people have called during my show saying that they love it and are going to... keep pledging, so I appreciate that very much. Let's see what I got. Here's something I feel. I feel like a little live debt.
Let's go. your mother's face. Wild flower seed in the sandstone. Made the four winds roll, you saved it all. Roll away, the dew.
That's about the end of my show. Wanted to let you know one more time, we are having our pledge drive this week, and it's what's going on right now. Next up's going to be Undercurrents, and but keep on pledging, because I'm going to be here, I'm going to be listening, I'm going to be talking, and hope to see you next week at our pancake breakfast. That's Sunday, November 2nd, 8 to noon at the Round Mountain Community Hall on 299 East and Round Mountain. You have any questions, call 530-520-1593. The number here is 530-337-1885. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista in Round Mountain at 88.5. Let's keep this beautiful thing going and make your pledge. And I'll be hanging around. Thanks for listening.
Where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State with universal topics too. Found online at anewscafe.com.
KKRN is doing a fantastic job enriching lives of listeners like you throughout the foothills with the energy and ideas of shows like Democracy Now!, Letters in Politics, Soul Deluxe, Rebel Base Radio, and many, many more. And I'm happy to say Undercurrents. I'm Greg McVicker, host of Undercurrents, and it's a special honor to be invited into your private space every weekday morning here on volunteer-powered KKRN. I'm sure that other DJs would agree. We do it because we love music and we love radio.